talking with you. This is Howard Hughes. Howard Hughes.
BBC Radio March at 22 minutes to 8. Time now for technology news with the man who embodies technology in every fibre of his being. His name is Fevzi Turkup, the gadget detective. Fevzi, good morning.
Good morning, Howard.
Is life good?
Yes, life is good. Despite my dour tones, life is actually good.
No, I worry. You know, I'm trying to cheer everybody up this morning.
You know
morning.
What? To be honest, I'm hungry.
You're hungover?
No, I'm not hungover. I'm hungry.
Sorry. Hungry for information?
No, food.
Oh, right, okay. Well, we'll have to...
I'm always hungry for information, but quite frankly, it's low in calorie information, but still.
All right, we'll send you one of our BBC Radio Berkshire pizzas round, if you like. They've been in the fridge for 3 weeks. They're a little green, but they're probably all right. If you cut the green bits off, they're fine. Okay, let's start on technology news now, Fevzi.
Thank you for sharing that.
It's all right, anytime. Apple to release the Siri speaker that hooks up to iPhones and talks to people. Now, I've been driving people mad this morning, and I promise not to do it anymore, with a Talking Time app that I've been playing out here. The woman just says, you know, it's, what would she, if I was to page her now, which I won't, she'd say 7:39 and 36 seconds, but we won't do that. So what is the difference between this and the welter of other devices that we've had lately?
Well, this is Apple throwing its hat in the ring. So on Monday, we've got something called the Worldwide Developer Conference from Apple, and it's when they bring all their developers together once a year. It's a big deal. Normally, it's just software releases, but the rumours are that there may be a number of hardware releases. So the Siri speaker, or whatever it is they were called, it will embody Siri in the same way that Amazon's Echo and Echo Dot embody Alexa, I don't want to say it because I set everyone's machine off at this time in the morning, and Google's Home as well. So Apple want to do this. This is kind of really the future of computing, the fact that computers and connected internet devices will be all around our home and will be controlled at least in part by speech. So this is Apple saying, okay, we're moving into that. Eventually, this will be bigger than smartphones, because it would just be, embodied in everything. So,
but the problem is, isn't it, that what happens if you say something not meaning to say it? Like, you use that A word, and I can say it because she can't hear you, Alexa, and Alexa started talking to you, and you use the word, you didn't intend to speak to Alexa, but too late. Problem is, isn't it, we're going to have a lot of irrevocable, if that is the word, technology in our homes, I worry about that.
Yeah, I mean, you can change the name away from that. You've got two other choices as well. By the way, when you say it, it's not you're waking up my machine, you're waking up your listeners' machines when you say that.
What, when I say Alexa?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. All right.
And by the way, there are rumours that there's a 10.5-inch iPad Pro being announced on Monday as well. There's no formal announcement of the announcement yet, but we've seen some of the accessories accidentally advertised, like screen protectors and stuff, and then quickly taken down from Amazon. So we know it's on its way.
Oh, somebody will get a disciplining for that, won't they?
No, I know, because it went up and then it disappeared within an hour.
Because I get the feeling that Apple has been on the back foot a bit lately, because Microsoft have announced some good stuff over the last 6 months, maybe, and they've got some ground to catch up, maybe.
Yeah,
you think?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So Microsoft have got Cortana as its speaking genie, if you like. Apple have now got this Siri coming along. Obviously, Amazon were first to the market with their Echo devices, and Google slightly behind them. Everything to play for. I think the disadvantage that Apple is at with Siri is that it's not as smart as the others at the moment, because Apple don't steal all your personal data. Sorry, don't collect all your personal data. I'm not suggesting they steal it, but
I'm glad you said that so quickly.
When Google, its whole business model is predicated on learning as much about you and every detail of your fiber as it can, obviously it can do that, just like a human assistant will best be able to assist you if they know everything about you. By the way, a good trick that the new Google Home version of this can do is it's proactive. So it doesn't just respond to questions. For example, it can look in your Google Diary, see that you've got a 3 o'clock appointment, see that there is traffic en route because it knows where you are and knows where you need to get to, and then says to you, do you know what, Howard, it's probably best you leave now because there's heavy traffic on the way. And that's without you even asking. Now, that's kind of, on the one hand, it's scary. On the other hand, it's really useful.
I start wondering, you know, whatever happened to thinking? But that's a whole other thing. Another day, another data breach, something to do with a password management system.
Yeah, so we've said in the past that the lesser of two evils is to use password management software where it generates for you very secure passwords and then secures them all under one master password. The obvious problem with that is there's one point of failure, which is if someone gets into their data or your master password, then they've got all your passwords, which is not a good thing. That's what's happened with a service called OneLogin. They've had their data breached. So the answer to this is twofold. First of all, there are no perfect solutions. Secondly, if you use what's called second factor authentication, so as well as that master password, they need something else like a fingerprint or an iris scan or a USB dongle plugged into the port of the machine that you're using or a text to your mobile phone, then even when this data is hacked, the damage to you would be limited. But for those that haven't used second factor authentication, then you've got a problem. Good password managers I would recommend are LastPass, or one word, and 1Password. That's number 1Password, or one word. Those are both good. None of them are perfect, but it's much, much better than using the same password everywhere you go or a variation upon it.
Well, yeah, and I see that security experts in relation to this particular situation say that this breach is embarrassing. I guess if you're a password management company, then have we woken her up? Alexa, I'm talking about. Oh, I've gone and said the word again. The password breach was embarrassing and showed every company was open to attack. And that's the fact, isn't it? There is nothing that is absolutely 100% safe.
No. And so what you have to have is a strategy and try to mitigate those risks. And I think we pass the point of people trying to remember all their passwords because inevitably they use the same password or variations thereon.
True enough. Now, we've got 60 seconds to do the gadget of the week. It is the Doro 6050. What is that when it's at home?
Right. Doro is a Swedish manufacturer of smartphones. They're the global leader, effectively, in senior mobile phone market. So they make mobile phones for older people. This is a new flip phone from them. It has all the standard things that you'd want to see. It's the speaker is loud and clear. The text size is adjustable. The keys are well separated and easy to use. There's an emergency assistance button that you can press and it will text and phone.
Well, I'm looking at it and it looks really funky. And the flip phone, you know, a lot of us thought that flip phones went out long time ago. I liked them and it's nice to see that format is back.
Because the buttons are protected when it's in your bag or pocket, so they don't get pressed by accident. And also, this one is a really sleek-looking phone. It's got, in addition to the 2.8-inch colour screen inside, there's a 1.3-inch screen on the outside, which is like an LED banner display.
Mm. What about the camera, though? Is the camera any good?
It's okay. It's 3 megapixels interpolated. You don't buy this for the camera.
Respectable, yeah.
It's good enough to take a reference shot if you want to, like, photograph your medicines or, you know, it's just a casual photo.
Grab a quick snap of your garden to email to somebody. Okay.
I was going to say, sometimes when things are a little bit too small to read, you can actually photograph it and enlarge it on the screen, and that works well as well.
Febzi, we're out of time. This is the Doro 6050, and how many stars does Febzi Tech Help give this?
4 stars for this. List price, 90. You can find it for just under 70 if you look around.
You're a hard man to please, so to get 4 out of 5 from you is pretty damn good. If people want to shoot the breeze with you, contact you, ask you a tech question. Where do they go, Febzi?
Go to Twitter, follow me at Gadget Detective. Thank you, Howard.
Thank you. Febzi Tech Help. Got up at the crack of dawn. Now, I'm on a mission this morning.